This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. World leaders have reacted to the re-election of President Bush with a mixture of praise and pragmatism. Many of them offered to work with the administration while seeking to influence its foreign policy agenda over the coming 4 years. In Beijing, Chinese President Hu Jintao says he is looking forward to working with President Bush and further cementing the improving ties between the United States and China. NPR's Rob Gifford has more on reaction from Asia.
The most striking aspect of how many in Asia have viewed the U.S. presidential election has been the difference between the government view and that of the ordinary people. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing invited hundreds of Chinese students, journalists, and academics to a hotel ballroom to watch the election results unfold on a large screen and to take part in a mock election of their own. A journalist called Jiang summed up the feelings of many of the Chinese at the event. I want John Kerry to win, she says, because he would be more like President Clinton, especially in his policies towards China. President Bush is too hard-line, she adds, and we don't know why he had to go and attack Iraq. That was a common line among the guests, and John Kerry easily won the mock election in which everyone was allowed to place their vote for U.S. president. The same was true on the streets of Beijing today, where many people expressed opposition to what they called Bush's aggression in Iraq. For governments in the region, however, it's been a different story. Chinese President Hu Jintao sent his congratulations to President Bush and said he was looking forward to working further with him. And Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Qiyue was today upbeat about China-U.S. relations during the first Bush term.
In the last 4 years, both sides have made very positive progress in building up constructive cooperation. China wants to continue to work together with the U.S. to strengthen contact and cooperation and properly handle the key issues between us.
The warmth of the congratulations came after a bizarre incident the day before the U.S. election. The flagship English-language newspaper, The China Daily, published an article by former Foreign Minister Chen Qichun, accusing the Bush administration of arrogance and unilateralism. Officials sought to play down the article and even claimed it was not written by Chen. Diplomats here say the incident shows clearly how Chinese officials are not happy in private with what they see as American aggression, but in public are at pains to keep on good terms with Washington. Elsewhere in Asia, Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi is known to have a very close relationship with President Bush. Koizumi said today he'd like to continue to develop the trust and friendship that he's built up with Mr. Bush. But on the streets, public opinion polls showed the majority of Japanese people favored John Kerry. Many are also against the war in Iraq, and they've just seen one of their countrymen being beheaded by militants there. The big question now for all the countries of Northeast Asia is what will happen regarding North Korea and the efforts to dismantle its nuclear program. Cha Yung-koo of Seoul National University says he's sure the stalled talks among the six regional powers will get back on track, but he says it'll be a slow process.
So if North Korea have hesitated because of America's election, then there is no reason for North Korea again hesitate, not participating, because whether they like or not, you know, Bush been re-elected. So they have to talk, deal with the Bush administration again. So I think North Korea will certainly attend.
One of the biggest challenges for President Bush will be keeping all five regional partners together on the issue of North Korea. When Colin Powell visited the region last month, both Seoul and Beijing pointedly said they believed the U.S. should be more creative and realistic in its approach to North Korea. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.